This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hell of a response by the Detroit Pistons. They even up the series. They've outplayed the Knicks. And they come home for game three on Thursday night. Big time response, big time win. First playoff win in 17 years. Let's get to AJ in Belleville. AJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, all. Thanks for taking my call here. Just wanted to chime in and say, ecstatic for the Pistons, man. I've been, you know, watching them. I'm 40 years old. I haven't missed a Piston game in I don't know how long. Thrilled for Cade Cunningham and the way he's developing the rest of those young guys. You know, we're going against a veteran team, man. We got a young group, and we're going against a veteran team, and those guys are playing well, and that's just a product of the growth. So real quick, the reason why I know that they're going to win this series and why I wanted this matchup is because Tibbs is just not a great coach. he's going to run his guys into the ground.
Yep.
And when it gets to crunch time, like it did last night, I mean, you can just see the legs just weren't there. They weren't as active on defense. So, and you know, Tibbs is known for doing that throughout his coaching career. So that's how I know they're going to win. Those guys are going to be too tired. Their second best player is not that great, and I think we all need to petition the NBA and stop this, you know, stepping in the guys on. That's just horrible, man. It makes the game so bad. It's so difficult to watch. Jalen Brunson has all the skills in the world. He doesn't have to play like that. Like, this guy flops before he even touches the ball. You know what I mean? Braids flying all over the place. Like, it's ridiculous, man. So, go Pistons, and thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, go Pistons.
Yeah. It's the whiny face he has, too.
Yeah.
You know, just like, you know, I don't know. It's just, he just is so annoying.
But the audacity to have that be your leading scorer, your point guard, and then to have your coach complain about officiating after the game.
Yeah, he obviously didn't get a chance to look at the numbers and the facts.
All he saw was the Pistons shot more free throws.
Right.
The Pistons were called for more fouls in that game, and Cade and Brunson shot 11 and 12 free throws, respectively. Like, there's no issue that Thibodeau needs to be crying about after the game. 248-539-9797. All right, Dave Burkett.
Yeah, Thursday night's the draft.
It is.
We are, what, about 58 hours or so away from the draft? Not that anyone's counting. And he came out with five guys that he think would be a great fit for the Detroit Lions at 28. Now, some of these guys may be available. Some might not be available. And when we hear Brad Holmes talk about, hey, we got a certain bucket of guys, these may be five guys that are in that bucket that he wants to be available at 28. And if maybe the best one is available at 24, 25, will we see him trade up to get one of these guys? I'm going to give you their names, and then we can discuss the pros and cons of each.
Is anybody missing? Do you love all the names? Mm-hmm. Is there one you don't want? Let's go through it.
So the number one guy on this list, and I don't know if they're ranked one through five, but edge rusher from Boston College. And the more that I've watched film on him, I do get excited because I think he will be there. He's, in some publications, the third-ranked edge defender, but I don't know that there's, outside of Abdul Carter, maybe you talk a little bit about Mike Green, I don't know that there is a dominant edge guy outside of Abdul Carter. So the edge from Boston College, Donovan Ezeruka, is 6'2", 248 pounds. When I won't break these guys down now. I'm going to let you know who they are. Boston okay. College edge, Donovan Ezeruka. They also have a defensive end, a little bit bigger guy from Texas A&M, Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, very different kind of edge than the first guy.
Right, yeah, different pros and cons, but we'll talk about him here in a minute. Yep. Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State. Gray Zabel, my guy, offensive lineman, no positionless football here from North Dakota State. And then the other guy that we talked about last week at some point, Matthew Golden, wide receiver from Texas, the speed demon. So let's go back and talk about the two edge guys that are in this, Shamar Stewart and Donovan Ezeruka. Donovan Ezeruka is a much more polished pass rusher.
Oh, he had 16 sacks last season.
Led the FBS in sacks per game.
Yep.
He is an individual that, when I talk about watching him, watching how he plays, what sets guys apart is not necessarily, yeah, there are some guys that have speed, some guys that have a move. He's more polished because he uses his hands better. And when you watch him, it's about his football IQ. He adjusts after the snap on formation, on help that's coming his way, on motions, different things. You can watch him actively adjust his rush, whether he's coming inside, whether he's going to go speed rush, how he's going to use his hands to knock down the hands of that offensive tackle, how he uses his body to get offensive linemen off balance, to use it to his advantage. He is a very polished pass rusher, but he will probably be seen as a rookie, and until he puts on a little bit more weight, as a pass rush specialist.
So you said listed at 240. He played listed at almost 250 at Boston College. Some of this is you slim down for the combine so that you can be agile and test well, and then you bulk up and add a little bit when you play. TJ Watt weighs about the same.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons weighs about the same. If you think he's a flamethrower that you can put on the edge in obvious passing downs as a rookie and he can grow into more, that's a guy that makes an impact on day one. Shamar Stewart is the opposite kind of edge, right? He's the power edge that you set the edge with size, and he has not shown the production, but projects to grow into that body a little more.
Right. Development in the pass rush is still needed. Polishing it in terms of using his hands, getting to the edge, the move off of the move, those aren't there. He's got good power, pushes offensive tackles back, which isn't going to be it's not something you can rely upon at the NFL level. It can be used every once in a while, that speed to power, but he's going to have to continue to develop. But he is a guy that would be there on every down.
Of the group of five, would you have an issue if any of them are selected by the Lions? What's the Simmons Ohio State business? I feel like we haven't talked about him much. It's an offensive lineman. You're an offensive line guy.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Josh Simmons. I think there's an issue with his pad level. Not a huge fan, but I think he could be gotten in the second round.
Okay, and then the last
two guys are Gray Zabel, I would love him.
And then a receiver, which may ruffle some feathers. Yeah,
it would.
That's the one that I pause if they were to draft a receiver. The other one, there's four big people. Two defensive linemen, two offensive linemen, build through the trenches. Receiver.
I will just say this. We'll talk about this more tomorrow and obviously on Thursday when it's actual draft day, but we have to understand Brad Holmes and his values and his philosophy. It is best available. And if you take that bucket and you say, I think that Matthew Golden is the best available at this point, he's going to take him.
Yeah, but okay.
Whether we want to agree with it or not,
but
I'm trying to prepare our listeners that this is a possibility.
Would you take Genty if he was there? He's the best available. My point is there has to be some discernment here, right? I understand the best player available philosophy. I understand not chasing need. Brad, I'm trying. I'm listening to what you're saying. I generally believe in that. And especially when you take over an organization that doesn't have like any Pro Bowl talent, you take whoever you can get wherever you can get them. But at this point, to draft a receiver in the first, I mean, J-Mo is still under contract for this upcoming season. I suppose that's the only way it makes sense is if you're trading him. But why am I trading the proven speed guy for the mystery box while I'm chasing a Super Bowl so that I can get a cost-controlled asset in 26 and 27? Brad, win the 2025 Super Bowl. What are we doing here?
This sounds like some of the same vitriol that we had after Jahmyr Gibbs was taken at 12.
Would you take Genty? Would you take Genty?
No, not what I would do.
Okay, well, you think Brad would take Genty? Because I think he would have a little more finesse to it than that.
Is he there at 28? Let's use some common sense.
My point, though, is if you are a purist, and he paints himself as a purist, I am best player available, bitches. I'm taking nobody but the BPA on the board at the time. Then he would take Genty if he was picking top 10 or if he was there,
and
which I don't believe.
Would Genty be an upgrade over David Montgomery? Okay, if that's the case, then you have a trade chip. Now, you might not get much for him, and I know you gave him that new contract. I know all the facts involved, but let's also, if you want to use some common sense there, let's also use common sense to say that Aston Genty's not there at 28.
Well, common sense would say I'm not drafting the sixth option in my offense in the first round, right?
Best available. Okay. And it goes to the evaluation of what does he provide this team now and in the future over an edge that may not be a first round talent.
Sure. John, if they don't like the edge guys, because this does feel like outside of Abdul Carter, a lot of questions. If they don't like the edge guys, take another big human being up front on the offense. They lost Zeitler. If someone can play guard and flex out to tackle with some long-term value, that makes a lot of sense too.
A lot of these offensive linemen are second or third round values, and you'll be able to get them at 60. Now, if Gray Zabel is there, I'm jumping all over that. But I honestly don't think he will. He may be one of those guys, if you're trying to generate best available and team fit and team need, you're going to have to trade up for one of these guys.
Five names.
Some of them.
We gave them to you from Dave Burkett. If the Lions draft one of these five, you cool with all five. Someone missing from the five. 735 will get back into the Pistons. First playoff win since 2008. It's 97-1.
Hey, baseball fans, we love home runs. We love the long ball. And FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every single Tuesday during the Major League Baseball season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers, that's all of them, get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on the long ball, you can take your winnings to all new heights. So whether it's a big blast or somebody goes opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost and make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before the two grand slam, it's Heather with the news.
Yeah, this is exciting. The NFL's largest offseason event is coming to the smallest city this week. So 250,000 people are expected to attend the NFL draft in Green Bay.
How many?
250,000.
Oh, that's a cute number.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
I know.
It's adorable.
Over 3 days where...
250
Detroit,
over 3 days?
Yes, in Detroit we had, 775,000 show up. We had 2 days that maxed out at 275,000 people.
And that's just the people that were allowed inside
the
gates.
Oh, yeah. So Green Bay has a population of about 105,000 people. So there's going to be a lot of people there. The local airport, very small, 12 gates. There's roughly 5,000 hotel rooms, and at least half of those are for NFL personnel and vendors and things like that. So not a lot of hotel rooms. And from the Packers' perspective, the draft is the closest thing to their Super Bowl.
Good luck. Have fun. Enjoy the quaint surroundings.
Did you see the Rod Wood comment about them?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah. Now, with the draft set to kick off on Thursday, Rod Wood took a jab at the Packers when discussing his desire to bring the draft back to Detroit one day.
Get him.
Love it.
Yep. Duke star Cooper Flagg has made it official and is declaring for the 2025 NBA draft. So he announced on Instagram that he's leaving Duke after his freshman year. He's going to enter the draft likely as the top overall pick. In his post, he expressed his gratitude for everyone who was involved in his journey. And he did say that Duke has always been a dream for me, but I'm excited to announce that I'll be entering my name into the 2025 draft. So good for him.
Yeah, not a surprise at all.
No, it sounds,
Yeah. Everyone knew. There was rumor, he loves college.
I didn't know, But sounds like it wasn't very surprising. Yes.
Dollar bills.
No, as much money as you can get with the NIL, you want to start that clock ticking to get that second pro contract.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem had her purse stolen Sunday night from a restaurant in Washington, D.C. And inside her purse, you know, of course, you have your makeup bag, your ID, things like that, right, that women carry around. But also $3,000 in cash, her passport, her keys, and her DHS badge. So lots of important things. $3,000 in cash. Officials say that a man wearing a mask stole the purse right from the table, the booth, wherever, and fled the scene. Obviously, well, not paying attention right then and there, that's for sure. So Secret Service has launched an investigation to trace any use of like her credit cards and things like that. Instantly, I thought, well, why do you have $3,000 in cash in your purse? Because I could maybe scrounge up a dollar in quarters. Like, I don't carry cash, let alone thousands of dollars. But she said she had cash because she had her entire family in town. She was going to treat them to dinner for Easter, also activities and money for Easter gifts. So lots of money there. Yep. Yikes. So if a woman isn't into you, it could be because you stink. You just might have a smell.
Oh.
Yeah. So new research says that women can determine whether they'll like someone based on their smell before even meeting them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, how are you supposed to smell someone before you meet them?
Well, this was according to they did a study where people had to wear like a basic white t-shirt for probably 24 hours, where you wear it with
Oh,
your deodorant, your perfume, and you do your typical day activity, and then they had people
sniff
smell
test.
Yes, before meeting them, and they could determine whether they were going to like that person. So it found that the person's natural scent mixed with whatever you wear, your cologne, your deodorant, things like that, or even they say even what you ate that day, right? Because it can
you could spill.
Or like some
garlic, onions,
or just going to a restaurant. There's times that I've left like really you smell like it smells greasy. Anyway, they say it's an invisible indicator of a relationship or friendships even.
Huh.
Yeah. Who knew? So
it's got to be subconscious. I mean, unless you really reek, it's got to be subconscious.
But unless you really smell
unless you got
bad.
Some serious stank going on.
But there's certain things I know like. In my relationship, I bought one time this perfume. I was like, I love this. This smells great. And Colin was like, dude, you smell like you're covering up cigarette smoke. You stink. You have to throw it away. And I was like, I just bought this. And he's like, no, I can't be around you. And I was like, oh man, like what a waste of money. I really liked it. So there is certain scents that people don't like, right? Like they can't.
Yeah. But, well, then you just tell them, hey, I'm going out. This is when I'm going to use it because it's obviously male repellent.
Yeah, exactly. I gave it away. I don't even own it anymore. I got rid of it. A baseball autographed by Pope Francis is being auctioned off to the highest bidder in the wake of his death. And it could end up selling for over five figures. So the Pope signed this baseball several years ago. They say it's expected to sell for at least $15,000.
Wow.
So someone brought a baseball to the Pope?
It was a government affairs specialist in New York this is like something he does. He tries to get signature. He's got like 450 signed baseballs from very influential people.
That's a lot
and
of signed
yes,
balls.
He got Pope Benedict to sign it one as well. And
That's cool.
Yeah. I was waiting for that.
Let's get to the two grand slam.
All right, guys, let's give away some money. It's the best time of day, right? Everyone knows the rules to this game. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Sounds easy, but it's not when that timer is ticking down. If our contestant gets them all right, they're going to go home with $2,000. If not, they're going to get $25 for each question answered correctly. They can pass, and if there's enough time, we'll get back to it.
Todd in Commerce, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, everybody?
Well, we're doing all right. It's good to hear from you. You excited?
I am.
Have you played before, Todd?
I played once about 2 years ago.
All right.
Okay.
How'd you do?
I got 6.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good. All
promising.
Right, let's see what you can do today. So your time is going to start as soon as I start reading. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Who was the Detroit Tigers starting pitcher last night?
Kader Montero.
Who are the Bucks currently playing in the NBA playoffs?
Pacers.
This band had the 2003 hit Seven Nation Army.
White Stripes.
Who is the head coach of Michigan State's football team?
John Smith.
Who are the Panthers currently playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Pass.
Who played Jordan Belfort in The Wolf of Wall Street?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who had the most wins in the 2025 NBA regular season?
The Thunder.
John Jansen was selected in this round of the NFL draft.
First.
What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Who is the manager of the San Diego Padres?
Pass.
Who are the Panthers currently playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Lightning.
Got that one after the buzzer.
Yeah, we got you with, I believe, 7?
7.
Hey. All right. You improved on your performance. Well done.
I'll take it.
Not bad, Todd.
Yes, you're one of my favorite listeners, too, because you put me in the first round.
I tried, John. I tried.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Todd, buttering him up gets you no more money.
you should have been in the front office of the Lions at that time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Todd.
I would have selected you number one, John. Number one.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Number one in your hearts.
Number one overall. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. We'll put you on hold, Todd. We'll get you paid $175, $25 for each correct answer.
He was off to a great start.
I thought maybe we got another one.
I know. Yep.
But, he did great.
But Jim is here, so we knew he wouldn't.
There's a ceiling.
Yes.
You can only do so well. Let's go through it. The Tigers starting pitcher last night was
Kader Montero.
The Bucks are playing the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
The 0-3 hit from Seven Nation Army.
White Stripes.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Smith, the coach at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Lightning are playing the Panthers.
Yeah,
you got it late.
I didn't get five, and I didn't get six.
You didn't get six.
No.
It's iconic.
Well, he hates him. So,
you don't like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Not a big fan. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he played Jordan Belfort and Wolf of Wall Street. Most wins in the regular season, NBA.
OKC.
Yeah. John Jansen was not selected in the first round.
Just outside it. Second round.
How many picks into the second round?
It's 37 overall. So, and I think at that time there were 31 teams. Yeah, Houston didn't come in until I was already in. So,
you were a guy when day one ends, everybody was like, oh, if we can get him early.
Well, so I know you're young, but at that time.
Oh, no, they were both the same day.
Day one wasn't just on Thursday night. Yes, it was all on Saturday. First three rounds on Saturday.
Capital of South Korea?
That'd be Seoul.
And the manager of the Padres?
Mike Schilt.
Todd and Commerce, $175. Your next chance to win is on Thursday.
Uh-huh. And the Tuesday Grand Slam is brought to you by Femininial Law. We thank them for that.
Coming up next, we've been talking a lot about the Pistons this morning, and rightfully so. That's a big win last night. It's their first playoff win since 2008, which begs the question, what were you doing in 2008? Right?
It's a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah. You have the break to think about that far back.
Ponder it, and of course, we'll take any calls on the game itself and the team and how they played. It's 97-1. Guys, going to the dentist might not be your favorite thing to do, but at Brightside Dental, it doesn't have to be a painful experience. It's a no-judgment experience. If it's been a while, if you have a couple cavities, they're not going to lecture you about your teeth. They just want to take care of you. So whether it's because life gets in the way, you moved, you got a new job, you got married, you need a new dentist, Brightside Dental is accepting new patients. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays. They've got 9 Metro Detroit locations, which means there's one right around the corner from you. So let's make an appointment. Let's get back into that routine. Call 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. Boy, did they need that. Exhale. That got the heart rate racing last night. Pistons.
Yes, it did.
Similar spot, up 8 going to the fourth quarter. This time, John, they won. Watershed moment, I think was your word.
Yes. We look back in a week's time, although this is, if it goes 7 games, it's going to take another, week and a half.
Yeah, series.
But I think if we look back in another year or two, look back on last night's game at Madison Square Garden, I think we're going to look at this as a watershed moment where we saw what happened on Saturday. We saw what happened in the fourth quarter. We talked about it yesterday. You had to grow up. You had to learn from that experience. They clearly did. They improved. They found a way, even though they had a 12-point lead. I think it was as high as 13 at one point. It withered away in the fourth quarter. They could have withered away. They said, not so fast.
And we'd be bitching more than we already are about Jalen Brunson if they lost the game. But instead, the beauty of it is you find a way to win through all the muck of it all. Him jumping in and flopping and diving. The Pistons found a way to win anyway. On a night where they didn't shoot well, 6 of 27 from 3. To win in today's NBA shooting 6 of 27, it's noteworthy. They had to lock in and play their tails off on defense. Without Isaiah Stewart, who didn't play. Without Asar Thompson for stretches because he was in foul trouble because you can't breathe in the general vicinity of Jalen Brunson. Through all that adversity, Cade set the tone early. He finished with 33 points, 12 assists. He went to the rim in the fourth quarter in the final 5 minutes. And they just needed someone to knock down a three. And now the exhale, because you put this streak behind you. 15 straight playoff games that they had lost. You put it behind you. The first time since 2008, the Pistons have won a playoff game. And we were talking about it pre-show. Luke Sloan, who's doing updates, was 7 years old the last time the Pistons won a playoff game. I did not have my driver's license. I was 15. I have a mortgage now. John, you were still playing with the Washington Redskins at the time.
I was entering my last season with the Washington Redskins. I was still could call myself a professional athlete. I only had 2 kids at the time.
You only had 2.
Uh-huh.
Now you got 72?
Not quite. But just shy.
But we want, I mean, clearly, call in and talk basketball with us. Did they win you over? They won the game. We feel like they're winning the series. Are you with us? But what were you doing in 2008, the last time the Pistons won a playoff game? Heather?
I had just finished student teaching the year before. So I was teaching. I got two cats. Yeah. Yes.
In 2008?
You know what I just did? What? Is that I looked on my Facebook and I went through my old photo albums and that's what I was doing. Yeah, because I was like, what was I doing in 2008? I know I was teaching. I was dating someone different.
Not Colin.
No. I went to adopt a cat and ended up with two of them. I was teaching. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I was still living in Petoskey. I hadn't even moved back down here. In fact, I was still... Well, no, I was in the offseason. I was in Petoskey. I was in Washington during the regular season. And I can't even remember what our record was that year for the Redskins, formerly known as the Redskins.
It was your last year there. It was the year the Lions went 0-16.
Yeah.
Because then you joined
the
following
year. We were better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won a game.
Yes, we won a game.
248-539-9797. It's just crazy to think about. Like how long it's been for this organization. And if you're a real diehard Pistons fan, you have suffered through a lot of losing in between.
There's a lot of living in 17 years. A lot of living.
Yeah.
Were you married yet?
Oh, no, no.
She
finished student teaching. I was probably, 23? Yeah, yeah. I wasn't even dating Colin. That was during our a couple years
break.
Break. Yeah.
We were on a break.
We both agree on that. We were both on a break.
Greg, what were you doing in 08?
I was working a different work life. So I was working at a automotive supplier company in 2008.
Okay. And what was your job title?
I was a scanning technician. I was a white light scanning technician.
Oh, okay.
So I'd scan car parts, the dyes.
Yeah.
The stamping dyes that make the car parts. And so that was my primary job at Superior Cam, 13 Mile in Stevenson Highway.
Oh, okay. All right. Gov disappeared.
He was at a different radio station at the time, if I understand correctly. But there's a lot of response coming in.
A long time ago.
And that's what he's doing. He's bringing in these responses. Texter says it succinctly. Bleep the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
I think we're all feeling that. Ticket Texter says, Dwayne in Pontiac, 2008, my twin sons were 1 year old. They're graduating in a month. Detroit basketball. Yeah. In 2008, my wife was pregnant with triplets. Now they're driving, Scott, in Commerce Township. Life has happened.
Yes.
Entire generations have happened.
Yeah, I think I heard Carson Anderson yesterday talking about there are individuals right now that are probably 23, 24 years old that have absolutely no idea what Thursday night's going to be like at the LCA.
Well,
I mean, nobody really knows what Thursday night could be in the LCA if they win. It hasn't happened at the LCA.
LCA has not seen a playoff win, basketball or hockey.
Right. In its lifetime.
Yeah. Texter says, 08, I was watching the Red Wings, Tony and Monroe, on their way to a Stanley Cup. Says, I've never in my life seen a professional athlete look more like a dripping wet you-know-what than Jalen Brunson did flopping around and sticking around.
Wow, that's very descriptive.
Okay.
Interesting. He looked like a fish flopping around is what I would say.
Okay.
I think most people would say that if you're going to describe something flopping around, but I guess
I don't know what he's getting at. Anyway. Yeah. What else we got? 2008 was a bad year.
Stay away.
Lost my job 20 years ago with GM. Says, don't let anything get you down. Love this Pistons team. They will be in the next round.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us believe that they will be. And I'm wondering if you weren't a believer going into last night's game, did last night's game change your opinion? It's okay to change your opinion. You don't have to be reactionary. You can look at that game for what it is and the way that they played, winning on the road, in the playoffs, at Madison Square Garden, and handling all of the dramatics of Jalen Brunson, still coming away with a win. Did it change your thoughts on this series?
Yeah, because yesterday we talked about Saturday. And did that shake your confidence if you thought they could win the series? Clearly, if you picked against them, Saturday was confirmation. If you picked them, last night was confirmation.
Yeah.
If you were a doubter, like what Stoney had Knicks in five. I know Rico picked the Knicks.
Hey, what Stoney tweet last night? That was a surprise.
Yeah, didn't see that coming. Yeah. Mr. Restore the Floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's when you
do you think it flips the entire series? Because it should. When you steal one of the first two games on the road, call it what it is. They've been the better team 7 of the 8 quarters in the series, and now it comes back to Detroit. Isaiah Stewart has not been ruled out for the series. You'll get him, I would imagine, in game 3 with a few days off.
Well, and that's why I thought last night was a must win. You're going to have to win one at Madison Square Garden at some point. And for me, picking them in 6, did I think that they were going to go down 0-2 and then run the table with 4 wins? No. And I think that there's a chance. I mean, they could lose one at home because I still think that they win this in 6. But to be able to come back home, tying the series at 1 apiece, playing the way that they did, controlling that game in large part for most of the game until the very end, but then not crumbling under pressure, not wilting when you had to have something. And I know there's a lot of people that said, well, that should have been Cade Cunningham. I don't care where it came from. Dennis Schroeder has been a great pickup at the trade deadline. He provided 20 points last night. He was the only one that could hit threes when they needed something to be done. And he was mauled by Jalen Brunson and not getting called. He never backed down once.
It's a great point. To put this in perspective, Cade was like 5 years old at the time when the Pistons won their last playoff game.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
Do you know who the leading scorer was in the last Piston playoff game?
I know you told me, but I already forgot.
Okay. So 08, most people will go, well, Chauncey, right? No. Well, Rip, right? No. Their last playoff win, their leading scorer was Antonio McDice. Guys, it's been a minute. Think about all that's happened. We've clearly reflecting on our lives and all that's happened. As a Pistons fan, the different iterations, we had not yet suffered through Charlie Villanueva and Ben Gordon.
Ugh.
We did not suffer through the experiment that was Josh Smith, Greg Monroe, and Andre Drummond on the floor at the same time in the three-point era. We had not suffered through Reggie Jackson as part of a core. We had not suffered all. Sekou Doumbouya is this next great wing in the NBA. Pistons fans have suffered a lot. And for last night, they finally saw the light at the end of the tunnel. And it does feel like you get this off your back now. This isn't a team that, well, can they win in the playoffs? They just did. This is a team that believes they can beat the Knicks. And I saw a great point last night. They did not overly celebrate that win. That was, we expect to win these games. JB called it a business trip or something to that effect. This team is business. This isn't like, yay, we won. Now we can let our hair down and we did it. No, they know they have to go put in more work at home and they're positioned to do it. And we expect them to do it, which is a huge shift from this fan base to expect the Pistons to win playoff games.
There had that Joe Dumars was in charge.
Yeah.
Back in 08. And we've had Stan Van Gundy, Jeff Bauer, Ed Stefanski, Troy Weaver, and now in year one of Trajan Langdon.
The number of coaches they've had in that time, too, it's wild. So Flip Saunders was the coach,
mm-hmm.
right? Since then, Michael Curry, John Kuster, Lawrence Frank, Mo Cheeks, John Lawyer, SVG, Dwayne Casey, Monty Williams.
Wow.
We'll get some of your thoughts. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey, are you unhappy with the way you look? Maybe you woke up this morning, you're putting on the clothes, they don't fit right, you don't feel good about yourself, and you shy away from pictures. Do what I did, and you've got to contact Ideal You. Picture yourself 40 pounds lighter, and picture it happening in just 40 days. That's right, you could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. I know this program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days. And I did it all with Ideal You. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. And here's what you're going to find out. Everything you need to know about your body and how it's made up. How much fat do you have? How much muscle mass? How much bone mass? Water weight? All of those different things. And they're going to assign you a weight loss coach. They're going to take a look at that. They're going to discuss things with you and create a weight loss plan that works for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. IdealU is different than other weight loss companies. It works, and it works fast. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures again, especially with summer on the horizon. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis, $150 value, absolutely free.
Mark Champion on the call. Pistons win at the Garden. Knicks didn't have the lead at any point in the second half. Trailed the whole way. What more do you need to see? This team's winning the series. They outplayed them 7 of the 8 quarters. The only question was, could they get it right between the ears and close things out? And last night, it was slim. But all you got to do is win by one.
All you got to do is win by one. Now they're coming home. And can they improve upon that?
Yeah.
Can they, instead of getting a 13-point lead and losing that 13-point lead and making it difficult and putting us all through this angst and anxiety, can they close it out earlier? Not that that happens in playoff basketball. That's abnormal. It's going to be like this more times than not.
But do I think they could run them out of the gym in one of the games at LCA? I mean, they built double-digit leads both times at the Garden, and they had a chance to put them away and let them back in. If you don't have to deal with the crowd, and in fact, if the crowd is pushing you and rattling them,
Yeah, I mean, sure.
The expectation is you're taking at least one of the next two, if not both. You have outplayed the Knicks through two games. This is the better team. They should win the series. Mm-hmm. If this sounds like an overreaction, we can hash it out on the phones, 248-539-9797. The other fun conversation is 17 years. Lots changed. We talked about what we were doing 17 years ago, the last time the Pistons won a playoff game. For some context, John, the Pistons made 2 3-pointers the last time they won a playoff game. They only attempted 9 of them. The game has changed dramatically.
Well, and it took them 17 years to change with the game.
That's a great point, too. We were joking about people who could be courtside on Thursday.
Yeah.
What's Henry Ellenson up to? What's Sekou Demboya doing? Kyle Singler free? What about Austin Day? It's been a while is the point.
Yeah.
Let's get to Anthony and Troy. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
So 17 years ago, I was in the 7th grade, playing in a football game. One of the refs looks at the other ref and says, the Pistons just traded Chauncey Billups for Allen Iverson. And then me and my teammates look at each other like, what the hell did this guy just say? Get home, turns out he's right. The Pistons freaking traded Chauncey Billups for Allen Iverson. And then, I don't know, the rest is history. You know, 17 years later, they still haven't won a, well, I guess,
they hadn't.
17 years later, they still haven't won a playoff series.
Yeah, if they hadn't even won a playoff game, you're right. That Chauncey thing was head-scratching at the time. He's a fan favorite. And you go, okay, I get it. They're going to free up some cap space and pivot, and this kind of core had run its course. The problem is they used that cap space on Charlie V and Ben Gordon and descended into absolute darkness for basically 2 decades. But now you see the light. Ticket Texter says it was year one of Rich Rod. John, how could you forget?
Oh, my goodness.
Did they lose to Toledo?
Very easily I could forget that.
They lost to Toledo that year, right?
Yes.
I was still John's teammate, signed Clinton Portis.
Hate you, Tom. Hate you.
Guys, just think how good this team would be if Jaden Ivey wasn't hurt. Going to work. Go Pistons, Jim and Milford. The last time they won a playoff game, I was not alive. That's not saying much, but I'm 13 and I listen to the show almost every day. New generation of fans.
Yeah. I mean, it's a brand new generation, and there are so many people that have never experienced this.
So the shirts that I saw them wearing, I believe this was the Pistons, but both were blue, where it's back to work.
Yeah, that's what they're going with, because we had going to work.
Yeah, I think and now, these can be the back to work Pistons.
They are the back to work Pistons. Like, think about it. They didn't shoot well. They had to defend their tail off at the end of that game. They are not the team whining for calls the way that the New York Knicks are and the way that Jalen Brunson is or the way that Tom Thibodeau after the game is.
No, because this is the game. That's the style of play that they welcome. That's the style of play that will win games for them.
Well, I'll work
they you. Know it and they accept it.
We'll grind you down.
Yeah. We know we're going to foul. We know you're going to foul because you're going to have to match that intensity. You're going to have to match that physicality.
Let's get to Thomas in Detroit. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Take them referees out the game. We can win.
You're right. Just let them play.
Yeah, just let them play. Just let them play. There's a lot of that unnecessary, all them fouls and all that. That's unnecessary. Let them play.
First half of that game, they were largely letting them play. Fourth quarter, all of a sudden, anytime Brunson was even looked at wrong,
yeah,
he'd end up at the charity stripe.
Right. He was doing a lot of holding. Arms locked in, and all that kind of stuff.
Asar Thompson's trying to play defense, and Brunson hooks his arm, gets a call on Asar, and then the worst of it all is the final three that Brunson hits. Well, he didn't hit, but that he drew the foul on.
Yeah.
Where he's holding up six fingers when he hits the ground because he's conscious of the fact that he's not trying to hoop. He's trying to get fouls. It's everything wrong with the game. And I'm happy he wasn't rewarded to the tune of a win.
Right.
He got his calls. Fine. Now you're coming to Detroit. We got business with you. 248-539-9797. Texter says team should be called the back to work bad boys.
Just combine them all.
Yeah. So anything else you want to throw in there?
Let's let this team be themselves.
Agreed. 248-539-9797. We got the lines open. We got some calls to get to. Pistons win. It's 97-1.